This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's Board of Trustees recently welcomed Dr. Charles Neblett as its 2019 Diversity Lecturer. The civil rights activist, community organizer, and artist is credited with helping to desegregate residence halls at SIU Carbondale, along with joining the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in the March on Washington. I had the opportunity to talk with Neblett ahead of his speech. He says children in this country need to learn more about U.S. history, including the ugly and uncomfortable parts.
It's not taken seriously. I don't think it's really being taught. Not only do black children need to know history, but white children need to know the history of this country and the black people also.
Neblett says he hears calls from young people today that they're not being heard. He says diversity and inclusion are about more than looking at numbers on a page. He says they're about having a voice and that voice being heard.
That's the key, is to be heard, to be a part of that. It's interesting. But I saw a lot of guys, people at the table, but they're not making change. They're not making any change. And the very reason that they're there, by definition, is to make change, you know. And they're not speaking up.
When I asked why, Neblett says it comes down to history, politics, and influence.
I think they have been conditioned, you know, that it's not the thing. When you get to the table, it's a way you act. And to make change, you're acting up. that's what you're there to do, to act up, to make change, and bring it to the table. And if they can't do that, they're not doing their job.
One of the ways Neblett fought for civil rights is through his work with the Freedom Singers. He says music can be a great catalyst for change.
We use music as a motivator and as an organizing tool. Music lands on the spirit. You get the spirit of a thing through the music. And I find that people can sing together, but they can't talk together. You know, and it's something that brings people together. Like nothing else, as far as I'm concerned. And I remember when the movement music started in the 60s. And what happened was that everybody got on board, singing that music. A lot of artists, top artists, started singing freedom songs, freedom music. And it just spread like that. And people got involved. And that's the power of music. You know, that it's something that we all can identify with and something that we all can rally around. That every time we had a rally or anything, we had music. Every time we were in jail, we had music. You know, we were singing. On the picket line, we were singing. You know, we say, ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. You keep singing that, and ain't nobody gonna turn you around. You know, you start believing it.
Neblett says the fight isn't over. He says more education and understanding are needed to move the country forward, and he intends to keep fighting.
Freedom is a constant struggle. And as long as we're here, we're gonna be struggling. Because I don't think it's going to be over anytime soon. So every generation is going to have its struggle. And we've got to make sure that we leave a foundation for them to struggle.
Charles Neblett is the 2019 SIU Diversity Lecturer. He spoke on the Carbondale campus this week. I'm Jennifer Fuller.